time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, a holographic physician. And our show is brought to you by starlights.com, that's starlights.com, and by alternativecancer.us. And if you haven't checked them out yet, please do. There's all kinds of interesting information and products on both of those sites. Some stuff that may definitely help you. Especially if you or someone you know has cancer, you might want to check out the alternativecancer.us site because they have quite a lot of comprehensive information on how to deal with such horrible things. And I think you'll find it very, very helpful. Most people have. Okay, now tonight's show, I'm going to continue what I started last week, which is the feng shui of clearing and cleansing. And I go a little bit more into depth about what to do for April into May. And the main thing is that when you're doing feng shui, what you want to do is you want to clear out the clutter first before you try to do anything else. Now, I might have briefly mentioned that last time, but let me mention it again, just in case I didn't. The reason that you have to clear the clutter first is because you're going to be bringing in new energy, otherwise known as qi. So you're going to bring that stuff in, and if you don't have a clear space, both in your heart, your mind, and your abode, then what you're going to be doing is creating a lot of chaos. So, for instance, the first thing everybody wants to do usually is they want to increase their money. That's pretty much why people get into feng shui. However, money is the least of it. Unfortunately, it's kind of gotten that rap that, you know, everybody wants the money aspect. Really, it's more about being able to control the chaos in your life, to bring fresh new energies in to help you, and basically to keep you safe. So I want to touch more on the safety and protection aspect of that this month, or today. So first of all, if you didn't listen to last week, I had a little 10-minute meditation on there that's clearing. And you might want to go back and get the particulars about the year and about how you need to be careful, which areas, sectors of your home or office that you need to kind of protect and boost and things like that. I'm going to go more into protection this time. So the first thing to know about clearing, though, before you do the protective things, you clear it. So this is a great time for spring cleaning. And again, that's body, mind, and spirit, including your house and your office. Good thing to get out the old and get in the new. Oh, and that brings me to another thing that I forgot to mention last week. If you are someone who loves to go antiquing and you love having these antique things in your house, or you love to get used books or things like that, whatever your bag is, you need to be careful because whatever object you're picking up that belonged to someone else, it can have a lot of negative energies attached to it. This is one reason why my teacher used to warn people against going to libraries and especially getting rental DVDs. And he said the problem is that people bring those things into their homes where they absorb all of the negative vibrations of whoever's there and whatever horrible things are going on, and then they take them back to the library. And then you go and you take them out and you take them into your home. And then you wonder why all of a sudden your life starts to go awry. Well, it's really not that strange when you think about it. So what you want to do whenever you bring something like that home, because I'm not telling you not to go to video stores or, you know, not to ever go to a library again. You don't need to worry about that kind of stuff so much. What you do is you do a cleansing ritual on everything you bring into your home. Now, this may seem a little bit extreme. However, if you have ever been beset by negative energies, as some of us have been continuously most of our lives, and therefore had to learn how to do all this kind of stuff, it can create a lot of strange stuff. You can have poltergeist activity in your house, and then you get rid of that item, and all of a sudden all that activity goes away, and you're like, wow, what the hell was that? So first off, in order to cleanse things, a very simple way to cleanse things is to use the Native American method. So let me talk briefly about smudging. With smudging, what you do is you take either sage or cedar, not the spices, although they're used for spices, sages. But really, you need to go to like a New Age shop or someplace that carries, you know, incense and things like that. You can get sage and cedar incense. You can get also the raw sage and the raw cedar. Out here in Sedona, we have lots of cedar trees all over the place. So what we do is we go out and we find a clump that's died, and we gather these clumps, and then we put them in abalone shells on top of a rock that's on top of some sand in the shell. And we scatter the stuff there, and then we light it on fire. And once it starts to burn, then you blow it out, not all the way, but just enough so it's smoldering. And then you take that smoldering mass and you walk through your house with a feather fan, is traditional, where you have one feather and you use it strictly for blessing your house and, you know, clearing out negative energies and things. And you just go through and you fan the smoke throughout the house. You want to get it in the corners. You want to get it into every cupboard and every drawer. So first you go through and you open up all your doors and windows, or at least one, because I'll talk about that in a minute. And you open up all of your drawers and cupboards, and keep in mind that you need to be careful when you're fanning this stuff that embers don't fly into your closets, okay? Let's use a little bit of common sense here and realize that if you're going to smudge, you're dealing with something that's burning. So you don't want to, you know, throw embers into your closet. That could be really disastrous, okay? That could make a really bad year. So what you want to do is just be careful. You know, the smoke has to go in there. It doesn't have to be like, you know, it doesn't have to be a smoke screen. You just symbolically, you know, kind of fling it at the closet, at the drawers, and all that stuff. Now, the reason you're doing that is you want to get in there, and symbolically you're thinking as you're doing this that you are clearing all negative energies. You don't care where they came from. You want them to go away permanently. So you make it very uncomfortable for negative spirits and negative thought forms to lodge there. They like to lodge in dark, dank corners. This is why basements a lot of times will feel really spooky, you know, or a room that's way in the back in the corner in the dark. And I have one of those rooms. And it kind of occasionally gathers a lot of negative spirits. If I'm not using it, then it's stagnant. There's no fresh chi going in there. And I have to go and clean that out. And I just had to go evict a bunch of negative thought forms and entities and things like that over the last 2 weeks. And, you know, this is a normal thing, okay? It's not unusual. It doesn't mean that, oh, you're going to be possessed or anything like that. It could mean that, but it doesn't necessarily, okay? What it means instead is that you let the energy get stagnant. So what you want to do is you want to freshen it up, okay? So you're going to go and you're going to smudge. You start at one end of your house and go through. Like, I like to go in a counterclockwise direction. Now, if you look at animals, let me take another little sidestep here. If you look at animals, they'll turn around like 3 times to the left and 3 or 4 times to the right, enough to where you're going, geez, sit down, will you? And the animal's like, nope, I'm going to do this little turnaround thing. The reason they do that is if you turn to the left, what you're doing is you are gathering negative energies into a tight little ball at the center. And so you're going to take this whole space, you're going to gather all the negative energies. And if you practice this at home, you'll find that with each turn that you do, it becomes harder and harder to move. So traditionally, you just do 3. Okay, do three turns counterclockwise or to the left, and then you do four turns or more clockwise to the right. So what you're doing is you're pulling the energies in, all the negative energies go to a little ball in the center, and then you're going to dissipate them, you're going to dissolve them by going one more, at least one more turn to the right or clockwise, which is the positive direction. That's why animals do that. Then they have their little safe space that they can sleep in. They don't worry about it. If you would do this before you go to bed, you're going to find a difference in the way you sleep. You can either turn in place or you can just, you know, circumscribe in a small space, you know, maybe 3 or 4 foot space. You just walk around a circle counterclockwise and then clockwise. Okay. All right. Anyway, you're going to go through your house like that and you're going to get rid of all the negative energies. If you pray or you meditate, you have guides and guardians that you trust that are there to help you in your times of need, you call them in first. Now, when I used to do exorcisms, the first thing I did before I walked into the house or dealt with a person was I would call in the archangels and the Lord Jesus Christ. I was raised Catholic, so that's how I roll, okay? And even though I'm non-denominational now, but one of the things I have found in my experiences is that there is nothing, any place in creation that is bigger than the one that we call Jesus, okay, other than God the Father itself. However, it's a tripartite being, okay? So you're addressing different parts of that being. For instance, if someone needs healing, you usually call upon the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, which is actually the Mother. And so you go through and do whatever is according to your system of belief. You're going to call them in first if you have something that's difficult that you have to deal with, and you're going to ask them to help. So you're going to send them in first so that they do the hard work, okay? Because the minute you start to think that you're the one who's doing it and that, you know, you're so powerful, then the dark side can get you. So what you do instead is you call in the big guns. Like I discovered a long time ago, I didn't want to work that hard. So I just call in the big guns and let them handle it. I do the same thing in my house and in my clinic. If I notice anything that's awry in there, that's the first thing I do, call in the big guns. Then I go through and I smudge. So the reason now that you want to keep at least one door or window open when you do this is because if you've got a lot of really negative stuff in there, you will know it because it will rush right past you if you're in the way and you'll feel the cold chill as it runs through you. And if you don't have windows and doors open, it can actually bust out your windows. And it'll usually be on the side that it's exiting from. Now, that's an extreme case, but it has happened. And it's happened enough that people around here always warn that you need to open at least one window so the negative energies can go out. Sounds a little far-fetched unless you live in my world. Then you realize things are stranger than you thought. So what you're going to do after you smudge is you're going to make sure that you do like a little mini smudging of yourself every time you come in, if you've had a bad day especially. If you've been around a lot of people, if you work in a hospital or a bar or any place where there's a lot of negative energy, you get these things called Klingons. No, not the ones from Star Trek, but they act like it. except there's no code of honor. What happens in those places is if people have been unconscious or have died in a place and they're afraid to move on, what they'll do is they will start clinging to anyone who comes along who might represent their particular type of life. Okay, so for instance, say somebody comes along that's a chain smoker, and maybe they're trying to quit, but they go into a bar, and there's a couple Klingons in there who go, "Hey, look, that guy's smoking a lot. We like to smoke. We're going to go jump on him." And so the guy walks out of the bar, and no matter what he does, he can't quit smoking. The reason he can't quit is because he's got all these Klingons hanging on him, puffing away, okay? So that's one thing. And then, you know, the alcohol goes with it, too. You go into a hospital, and you'll see that if you have the sight, you will see that there are quite a few doctors and nurses and other ancillary personnel who look demonic. Now, they don't look that way to your normal sight, but if you can see, you know, beyond normal sight, then you know what I'm talking about because you've seen them. Or if you see somebody's face contort into this demonic kind of a thing while you're talking to them, and say you're in a really high space and you have to deal with somebody who's really in a low space, and you see them contort like that, you go, whoa, you know, it's kind of surprising. You step back and go, oh, they're possessed. That explains a few things. So anyway, you want to keep yourself clean, especially when you come into your home, especially if you have little kids around and little innocent animals, although cats are really good at getting rid of that kind of stuff. And I've had a time where I had something, long story short, basically I had someone here who was taking demons off of people and letting them loose in my place. And I was like, whoa, what the hell? So once he left, then I called up Steve Barish, my healer friend. And I said, Steve, what is going on here? And he said, what have you got in the center of your house? And I said, oh, I have this feng shui thing. It's a little plaque. It's just like got secret symbols on it and stuff. And it's meant to put up a dome of protection. And he said, well, you got a bunch of demons trapped in there. They can't get out because you've got this dome of protection over the whole place. And he said, no wonder they're growling at you. And I went, okay, so what do I do? So he said, well, you have cats, right? I said, yeah. He said, okay, open the door to your bedroom, throw the cats in there, tell them to get to work and chase the demons out, leave the window open so they can go out. And I said, okay. So I did that. I threw the cats in the room. And what was interesting was they went to opposite ends of the bed. Now, I had seen things running in and out of the closet and under the bed, little dark things that were running so fast you could hardly see them. And the cats went into business mode immediately. I said, listen, I need you to come in here. I need you to chase the demons out, okay? Chase out any negative energies. And they looked at me like, yes, Mom, okay. And the minute I opened the door and let them in the room, they went to opposite ends of the bed, dove under the bed, and they were talking to each other. And so I walked out. Steve said, close the door, leave them in there for a while. So we talked on the phone. He said, all right, it's clear. And so I went in there, and the cats were just sitting there very contentedly, looking very pleased with themselves because, you know, they did their job. So, you know, it's kind of fun to use your animals to do that kind of stuff. And dogs will do that too, especially if they're black. If you have an animal that is mostly black, they are going to see into the other realm very easily. If your animal is completely black, they will get spooked a lot of times because they're seeing all kinds of things you're not seeing. And yeah, demons are loose upon the earth. They're all over the place. If you doubt that, just look at the news or listen to the news. It's pretty scary. Anyway, so you want to keep your space clean, right? Because you don't need that kind of crap around you. It can bring all kinds of disaster into your life. So one of the good things to do is take your shoes off as soon as you walk in the door. You know, have an area where shoes come off, slippers go on, you know, and the shoes that you walk on the street with never go further than that into your house. Now, that's difficult if you live in a small space or you live with other people. But out here, it's, you know, fairly common, and it's very common in the Asian countries as well, because there's all kinds of stuff all over the street that you really don't want to track around in your house. And, you know, that includes negative stuff. So, it, you know, people spit in the streets, and it's like, ah, jeez, you know, it's disgusting. So you want to make sure that you cleanse everything as you come in. So now there's another way that you can do this cleansing. I'm going to talk about that in a minute, but, you know, traditionally, if you have your abalone shell there by the door, you know, you have your slippers there, you get out of your street shoes and you do your cleansing ritual. You can have like a special little mat you stand on to do that, or something that, you know, the abalone shell, if it burns through, it won't, you know, destroy the floor. And you're going to allow the smoke to go all around you. You hold the shell, you know, and just kind of ceremoniously do it around your head and around your neck and over and under your arms and down both sides and around your legs and between your legs. And then you lift up, you put it on the floor, lift up one foot and let the smoke go on your, you know, on your feet, on the underside. And same thing on the other foot. And you'll find that most of where your attachments are around the heart, especially the middle of your back, which is your etheric heart. And you'll notice a lot of times people want to hug you or they want to slap you on the back. And they hit you right in that area between the shoulder blades where your etheric heart is. And, boy, I can tell you that it is really uncomfortable if you're energetically sensitive, because what people are doing when they do that is they dump all their negative crap into you, and they've got their hand right in your etheric heart, and they're stealing your positive energy. Now, most of people are unconscious that this is happening. But, you know, I can tell you it can happen in an instant. You can be feeling great, and all of a sudden you'll go, man, I'm really tired. I don't know what happened to me. Well, what happened to you? Somebody just stole your energy. So to prevent that kind of stuff, what you can do is get some eucalyptus oil. You can find that in health food stores and shops that carry incense and things. You want an essential oil because you want it to be pure. And you take a little bit of eucalyptus and you just stick it on your chakras, front and back. And also, when I was doing a lot of home health nursing, what I would do is put it in the palms of my hands and on the back of my hands, the top of my feet and the bottom of my feet. And then I would renew that on my hands because that blocks other people's energies from entering into you. It's good to put on your shoulders, too, if you have a lot of people tapping you on the shoulder or whatever. So anyway, that's your protective stuff for your daily thing. Now, the other thing that you can do, if you don't want to do the smudging, you don't like the smell or whatever, you can make the cleansing water that I talked about last week. And so basically you take a little spray bottle and you put some water in it. And it doesn't have to be a lot. It can be just a, you know, 1 cup spray bottle. And you put several drops of different types of essential oils in. So you're going to want eucalyptus, pine, cedar, and sage. And then I also like to add peppermint to it. And what you're going to do is no more than 3 drops of the peppermint because it's pretty strong. And you're going to put anywhere from 5 to 9 drops of eucalyptus, 3 to 5 of sage and of cedar, and of pine. Now you can do more of pine too. It depends on your preference. If you can't find pine, you can use fir. And you're going to put that in this cup of water and shake it up in the bottle so it disperses each time, because you know oil and water don't mix. So you want to shake it up really good each time you're going to use it. And then you want to put it on fine mist. And you're going to just spray it in the air and walk through it. And then you can spray it on your feet and, you know, any areas of your back or anything that you need like that. You will feel 100% better if you would do this every time you came back to your house. Okay, so that's the easy way to do it. The other thing that you want to do, if you're carrying a lot of baggage when you come in, I used to do this with my late husband, the CIA man, because he would come in and he would just have this murderous rage. And it was like, oh boy, that's really heavy and uncomfortable. And I did not like, you know, having to deal with that myself. So what I would do is I would, you know, get prepared. While he was gone, especially when he went to see his mother, I knew he was going to come back just awful. And so what I would do is I would put on some very soothing music like Enya, or I'd put on one of the Holosync suites or nature music. Frog music is great for cleansing. And like active water, like a babbling brook, that's really great for cleansing as well. And if you use frog music, boy, you will cleanse. Let me tell you, it'll come out of every pore and then some. It's very interesting. Anyway, what I would do is I would set the atmosphere because I knew he was going to come back just being awful. And so I would have the nice music on and I would make him some iced tea, iced green tea. And what I would do is I would put some rose water in it, just a couple drops. And I would take my tincture or my mixture, you know, my spray mixture of the cleansing stuff, and I would spray a squirt or two right into the tea. And then I would have it, I'd do it in the pitcher, so it was all ready to go. And I would have, you know, the ice all ready to go. And the minute he walked through the door, I'd pour him a nice big glass of iced tea, and I'd set it down, and I would have the eucalyptus oil already on me. And I would say, oh, honey, you look like you're really tired and you're hot. Why don't you come here and sit down for a minute? Here's some iced tea. And I had already sprayed the house, you know. I couldn't use the smoke because he would have really noticed that, but he didn't notice the spray. So I would go and I would spray the house and I would spray his chair that he was going to sit in. And you know, do all this before he walked through the door. And then what I would do is I would say, oh, you know, since you look so hot, here, let me spray a little bit of this on your shoulders and rub your shoulders and your head and help you to feel better. And he kind of look at me like suspicious, you know. I'd spray him just a little bit, you know, and go, here, does that feel better? And he'd be like, oh, yeah, okay. And then I'd start rubbing his shoulders, you know, and rub his head a little bit. And it'd take him about 20 minutes to let go. And I wouldn't say anything to him. I would just, you know, do that and have him drink his iced tea. And at the 20-minute point, he would heave a big sigh and everything would relax. And he would turn around and he'd look at me and he'd go, how did you know? And I'd go, first of all, because I'm aware. And secondly, I have means to deal with this. And it works. I'm telling you, it works a lot. Because, you know, when you come in from work, if you have a high pressure job or you have to deal with a bunch of people that are creeps and really low energy, it's very difficult to deal with. And if you bring that home, you're going to destroy your family life. So the easiest thing to do then is just be careful and take care of your cleansing of yourself. You can't make everybody in your family do it, but if they see the change in you, they may want to do it too. So that helps a lot with that type of stuff. Now, one of the things that I like too is you might remember I've had Thunderbeat on several times, and she has a chakra clearing CD and a DVD, and you can put that on in the background, just let it play, and that'll clear everything for you too. And also there are other things with different cleansing aspects to them. Like you can go to isochronic beats, you can use different types of brainwave beats in order to get your brain into the right space. But whatever it is that is going to help you to relax when you come in the door, that's what you want to do. Because if you want peace and calm in your life, you have to create it. It doesn't magically happen by itself. So cleansing is the first thing that you do. And the other thing you want to do is you want to pay attention to the feng shui. And as I mentioned last week, if you go to Lillian Tu's site, she's got a huge website with all kinds of free information on it. And that website is www.wofs.com, which stands for World of Feng Shui. W-O-F-S, as in F as in Frank, S as in Sam.com. And if you look at the monthly thing, look for flying stars. And on her homepage, she's usually got the monthly forecast. Like right now, we're in the third month of the Guaiji water snake year. That covers the 5th of April through the 5th of May. And she's got the grid there with the yearly numbers as well as with the monthly numbers. So if you pay attention to what's going on and you get the protection done for the year, then you can move the things around for the month too. That will also bring calm and keep your life on more of an even keel. So we're going to talk about protection next. If you have any questions about clearing, go ahead and call in. And if you're not on your computer, let me read you the numbers. The call-in numbers are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada, 888-627-6008. And then the direct lines are 530-327-7602, 530-413-4522, 530-413-5011, or you can Skype BBS Radio. Okay, so there's your call-in number. So if you do want to call in and discuss any of your concerns with the feng shui, with clearing and protection, please go ahead and do that. And, thanks, Dom, for reminding me here. The Avalon Bird Song from Stuart Wilde works really well, too. And you can put that on the background. It's basically Stuart Wilde doing the Avalon Bird Whistle combined with some forest sounds. And I went to see Stuart Wilde in Las Vegas the last time he was here. And it was quite interesting. There were a lot of vampires about who were stealing the energy from people. That was not good. But it was very interesting to see what was going on with people as they went to one of these things, and how little people know about protecting themselves. But the Avalon song is something you can run in the background, and it will clear everything for you too. And I'm working on training the parrot at the clinic too. to do that song. It's not my parrot, you know, but he's right in the entry as I walk into the building. And so I make sure that I stop and I whistle it for him. I don't whistle very well, but I try, you know, and he stops and he listens to me and he comes over close to me and he looks at me. He kind of squints his little beady bird eyes and looks to me like, how do you know that? So it is a lot of fun. Okay, the other thing that you can do is you can take some fresh branches if you're out in the woods or something, and you have some fresh branches of sage or cedar. Now, cedar gets kind of messy because, you know, it is fairly brittle. Pine will work also. And what you can do is go around your house and just kind of like beat the corners and stuff with it. The only problem with using that type of stuff is that it could stain your curtains and your fabrics and stuff like that. And also, you know, if you're going to do the spray, you have to be careful of that too. Because if you haven't shaken up your bottle well enough, and if you're not using a fine enough mist, you could stain something. So you want to be careful with that kind of stuff. But anyway, so that's the cleansing portion. Now, on the protection portion, this is vitally important this year. Because, as I mentioned last week, the number 5 star of misfortune is in the center of everyone's home and business. The number 5 is the yellow star of misfortune, which brings illness, injury, and death. So you do not want to activate the center of your home or business. Now, there are other flying stars. They change every month, and so they kind of temper it a little bit. So, for instance, this month, we have the number 9 star of long-term prosperity is visiting in the center. So it kind of does decrease the risk of accidents and misfortune, but you still don't want to spend a lot of time in the center just because that's the worst star of all of them. So you want to be careful there. And if you go to Lillian Tu's site, you'll see there she's got suggestions of what you can put in there. So she's suggesting the Kala Chakra Stupa, 7-level pagoda with mantra to keep the 5 yellow under control. And I find if you have a 5-element pagoda, that's really all you need. And you can get those from lots of feng shui places. Shop around for one that's about $35 because they can get really crazy. But if you get about a 5-inch tall one, it's about $35-40. They're made out of solid brass, but they have compartments in them. And so there's a little thing, you know, of a little ritual of how you put that together. And I've written about that. If you just Google 5-element pagoda, you'll probably come up with one of my articles through ezinearticles.com. Or you can go directly there and search my name and find the articles. The reason that you want to protect against that is because if that hits, boy, I mean, people have had things hit them all of a sudden. I had one of my teachers in med school practices the feng shui too, and I hadn't seen her for a couple of years, and I saw her at one of the CME things I was going to. And I was telling her that I was doing feng shui, and she said, oh my gosh, she said, you know what? She said, I broke my leg walking across the room when the 5 yellow hit me. I was like, wow, that's pretty intense. And I mean, I can tell you that I was laying in the worst place to be in this vast expanse of my large estate of, you know, this tiny condo. And it was just really wild. One night I was laying there and I had a 5-element pagoda, a really super duper one that I supercharged with crystals and all kinds of protective herbs and stuff. I was sitting in the corner of my bedroom. That was the worst place to be that year. It continues to be. It's like a 3-year thing. It's, you know, it goes through several degrees of the compass. Anyway, so I had this little thing called the Hotu, which is a super-duper five-element pagoda, sitting in the corner of my room because I had the number five star at that corner for the year, and I had the number five monthly star there, which quadruples the risk. So I didn't want to take any chances with that. So I have this thing set up there, and I'm laying there in bed, minding my own business. And all of a sudden, I hear this crack, and I hear a pop, and kind of like, it was kind of like sizzling, like electrical discharge. And there was this bright light that lit up the inside of my eyeballs. And I opened my eyes in time to see this flickering in my room, and I went, whoa, what the hell was that? And I'm just saying, and I wasn't asleep, mind you. I was awake. I had my eyes closed, but I hadn't gone to sleep yet, and I was just thinking. And so then I was just sitting there again, you know, just kind of thinking, and I closed my eyes again, and all of a sudden I heard this crack, crack, pop, kapow, come right out of that corner of the room, and it shook the Hotu, the five-element pagoda, which is in two parts, and it rattled it. And I heard this big crack come from inside of it. And this time it lit up the room brighter than bright. It was like an atom bomb went off in the center of the room. That's how brilliant it was, with this white light. And I mean, the inside of my eyelids turned light pink. And I opened my eyes, and it lasted for a few seconds this time. And it went flick, 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 and just flickered and then died out. And I was laying there going, thank God I feng shuied my place. And that was just an example of how these energies can hit. They come along whatever invisible lines we don't see. And they just, I mean, if they hit you, oh boy. And I was so thankful that I had that protective thing up there. And I was shocked. I had no idea it would do this. Well, the next day I got up and I said, huh, I wonder what was going on. Because, I mean, it almost knocked the top of the pagoda off. And this is heavy brass. It almost knocked it right off. It was kind of sitting there askance. And I went, wow. I opened it up and I had this crystal in there that I had infused using a quantum physics device. I had infused this with protection otherworldly, which protects against pretty much everything out there. The crystal was fried. It looked like a piece of plastic. So now that may sound a little weird. It seemed weird to me. I went, how do you do that to a crystal? I mean, that was just amazing. So that crystal got taken away and buried. And I had to put a new crystal in it. But it was like, wow. I mean, if ever you think this stuff is mumbo jumbo, let me tell you, it's not. Okay, it really is true. So anyway, so that's how important this protective stuff can be. Carla, if the center is your stairway and hallway, that's good because you're not actually spending a lot of time there. But you need to be careful when you're going up and down the stairs. Okay, the main thing is if your bedroom is in the center or your kitchen is in the center, it would be better to move. You know, go sleep on the couch for the year or something. Whatever you need to do. And the advice is if your kitchen is in the center, do not cook because you could suffer a fire or electrical accident or something like that, or an accident with knives, you know, it could be anything. So what you do, if your kitchen's in the center, eat out. You know, this would be a good time to become a vegan and or eat out, or, you know, do whatever you have to do. If you've got another part of your house where you can cook, then cook there. And don't take any chances with your stuff that's refrigerated. If you think something might be spoiled, if you're not quite sure, don't take a chance. Throw it out. Because that's how bad this star is. So, to reiterate, what you want is a five-element pagoda or a seven-level pagoda, but the fives are less expensive and easier to find usually. And if you look up one of my articles, you'll see how to put it together. It's a little bit involved, but you can also ask, you know, wherever you're at, you can ask them for advice of how to put it together. Okay, so that's the center. You also want to keep it from being dark because you don't want to increase yin energy. Now, the five yellow is an earth energy. You don't want to increase earth. So you don't want to have red there because red will increase the earth. It supports earth. And you don't want to have like black water there. Black is like stagnant yin water because then you've got mud. So what you want to do instead is you want to have like wood or metal, something that is going to dissipate the energy. So you look into the five element energies or therapies of feng shui, because each element supports something else. For instance, fire makes earth. Earth makes metal. Metal makes water. And water makes growth, wood. And then wood makes fire. So if you take the thing that is being made, for instance, the earth is made from the wood burning. If you if you dissipate the fire, then that's going to make it a little bit easier to deal with. For instance, when I have metal that I need in my chart, because I'm a metal tiger. So metal is my element. When there's a lot of metal needed, I'm very comfortable with that. But what I have to be careful of is that I don't put too much blue around or green, because that's going to drain my metal energy. So that's a little bit confusing, but if you Google the, I shouldn't say Google, if you start page is your search engine. It's completely private and it's free. Just go to startpage.com. It's an excellent choice over Google, or you can go to Scroogle. that works too. Anyway, if you look for some of these things and start educating yourself, you'll see that this stuff really works. It's pretty amazing. Okay, so that's your protection for the five. The other major thing that you have to watch out for is the two. The number two black star of illness is in the southwest. Now, the way that you dissipate that is with a thing that they call wulo. The wulo is a gourd. And the reason that they use that is because in Asia, they would use gourds, hollowed out gourds, to carry their medicinal herbs and tinctures and things. So that's how the wulo came to be the symbol. For Westerners, you don't have to have a gourd. You can use anything round and of the appropriate substance to dissipate the energy. So what you're going to do is look for something that symbolizes round bowls, dog dishes, a round mirror, all kinds of things like that. Just look for round, okay? Because your place does not have to look like a Chinese restaurant to protect yourself, okay? And if you Google that, or excuse me, if you start page, that kind of stuff, then you'll see that you can do even southwestern decor. I do that. I have southwestern decor. And people usually don't see the feng shui unless they're familiar with it. They'll come in and they'll go, oh, well, that's kind of like what we do in feng shui. And I go, exactly. That's what it's for. Okay, so the number two is devastating illness. This year, the problem is for matriarchs, any elderly women, especially, I think it's the, let me look at it because I've forgotten now. I think it's, the monkey and the sheep. But all elderly ladies and mothers are affected as well. So southwest is the matriarch corner and the element is earth, which reinforces the number two star of illness. So you don't want to do that. So what they talk about doing is putting a wulo or a bunch of round objects in the southwest area of the home and the bedroom. If your bedroom's in the southwest, then, you know, you got the double whammy. So you really need to feng shui that really well. So they just tell you to wear a medicine Buddha medallion and avoid construction or renovation. And you can get a copy of the Nam Glima plaque. It's round and it's red and it's got Chinese writing all over it. And you place that high up on the wall. I got something years ago that I found works really well. It's a wulo wind chime. It's not really a wind chime. It's a wulo out of brass with a cap with six other little tiny brass wulos hanging off of it. And so I just hang that up in the offending direction. And then that way I don't have to worry about it. You know, it kind of takes care of it. I have a couple little brass wulos by my bed, one on each side. And, I'm careful. Because when these stars are affecting where you sleep or where you spend most of your time, That's when you have to be careful. But that one's pretty easy to take care of with the Wulos. So just take better care of your health this year. The next most troublesome star is the number 7, which is in the west. So this affects you if you have west-facing doors and windows. This is the star of violent robbery. Violent. Usually guns or knives. So not something that's pleasant. So what you want to do to protect against that, if you're out at night a lot, you get what's called the night protection amulet. There's other amulets that you can get too. But basically you want to use red to burn up that energy. Same thing with the east. So the center of the grid of 9 is badly affected this year. You've got the burglary star in the west. You've got the hostility and lawsuit star in the east. And you got the star of misfortune in the center. So pretty much that center third of the grid of 9 is really bad. And, you want to take care. Like right now, if you have an east entrance, you got a double whammy because the 7 star, the burglary star, is visiting the 3 star of hostility. So that ups the chances that there could be violence if you have an east entrance. So you want to keep the lights on if that's the case, and you want to use red to burn up those energies. Let's see, what else are we looking at here? That's the worst of it. So with the protection, if you go to WOFS.com and click on the flying star section, that'll give you what's going on for the month and the different things that you can protect with. Whenever you have these stars visiting a portion of your house where you're spending a lot of time, that's the area that you have to take more precautions with. And as I mentioned, for the southwest, that's the southwest of your home or your office and the southwest of every room. So you want to be careful with that kind of stuff. Just take a little more care. If you got a bunch of knives and stuff sitting in the southwest corner of your kitchen, you might want to move them. Because, the odds that you could stab yourself increase, okay? Or if you have a stove in the southwest corner, take a little bit of care. You don't burn yourself or start a fire or something like that. So that's common sense stuff. And really, the whole point of feng shui is to remedy these afflictions. Because the afflictions are going to change, year by year, every 20 years, every month, every week, every day, every hour. And you can't go crazy and worry about this stuff all the time. I pay attention to the yearly one and the monthly ones. And of course, I look at the ones for the every 20 years too, but I don't go beyond that. I'm not looking for explanations of what's gone wrong in my life because stuff is going to go wrong. And if you concentrate on that, you're going to get more stuff that goes wrong. Now, that brings me to the next point of protection. In order to really protect yourself, you have to keep your energy high. That means do not give in to criticisms and anger and fear. One of the biggest fears out there is fed to you in the news. So if you're one of these news junkies, that you go to bed looking at the news to see what horrible things have happened in the world, and you get up first thing in the morning, you got to have the news on, you might want to consider changing that. Because all it's going to do is create problems for you. And especially here in the United States, we don't get the straight scoop anyway. All right, we're lied to on a daily basis. And the mainstream media cannot be trusted to give you the truth. And that's just simple facts. So, attend to your mind, your mindfulness, your thoughts, and your attitudes about things as well. Do whatever it's going to take to keep joy in your heart. That's your best protection. That's when the miracles can come in. That's when what we call angels can step in to save you and, give you the hints that you need. You've got to keep your energy up for that. And we got a question. What if you get a star orb for your house? I don't know. I've got one in my house and I had plenty of demons running around here. So, did it protect against that? No. Now, according to Dr. Fred Bell, the main reason for the star orb was to take negative energies out. And you have to have it wired into your ground and all that stuff too, and into your electrical plugs. And, you know, it's quite a process to do it properly. But it basically does protect you against electronic eavesdropping. I don't know how well that works, but he swore by it. He said they had it in a bunch of embassies, you know, and things like that. And since he was in the CIA, not directly, but he did jobs for the CIA, I would guess that, you know, he probably knew what he was talking about with that stuff. But I find that what helps the most is to keep my own personal energies high and to do these cleansing things and shake off, you know, whatever Klingons have jumped onto you. And you don't want to let them loose in your house either. You know, it's good to do stuff kind of away from your bedroom. Better to do it before you walk into the house if you can. Just shake all that stuff off. The other thing you can do is stand in the shower and ask to be disconnected from any and all cords. And I usually go through this little ritual where I'll ask to have all cords, attachments, tentacles, curses, hexes, spells, any attachments completely dissolved, and both to me and from me. Now, the reason I do that is because we all cord each other when we like each other or if we hate each other. There's cords that go between us, and they drain our energies, and they allow not so nice things to come in. So what you want to do to be free and to allow others to have the freedom that you want is to detach those cords. And the easiest way to do it is in the shower. Just get in the shower and ask for help. You can also take your little bottle of magic essential oils in there and squirt yourself down and, you know, shower off. And then you can squirt yourself again when you get out of the shower after you've dried off. When you do that, you'll find that you're sleeping better. You feel lighter. And things don't bother you as much as they used to. And of course, it helps if you meditate too. But basically, you know, you want to keep your space as calm and peaceful as possible. Because what we're going into in the world, especially the United States, but not just the United States, we're going into changes in the world that are going to be pretty intense, pretty scary. And the best thing I can suggest is you refuse to play the game the way they want to shove it down our throats. Just refuse. If everybody stood up and said, no, I'm not going to do that, that'd be the end of it. Because there's more of us than there are of them, right? But you have to have some cojones, as they say out here. You know, you can't have life the way it used to be. You've got to strive for something better. And better does not mean, you know, more stuff. What it means is a higher consciousness and a love for everything in creation, even the bad guys. You know, when you can get to the point where you start to understand the bad guys and realize that they're just playing a part in order that we all return to God, the source, you know, then I think you can be a little bit more forgiving. But it's very difficult when you're in the midst of it. But we'll talk about that another time. So hopefully this has answered your questions about how to protect yourself and how to clear your space. And, you know, prayer helps. Make your connection with the source on a daily basis. And one of the things that my teacher told me years ago is if you do the great invocation 3 times a day, you will be completely protected. So you can start page that and find it. It's called the Great Invocation. And, you know, memorize that, do that a few times a day, and that will help you to be centered. You want to be self-centered, not in the bad way, but in the good way, where you are complete and standing within your essence, your true essence. Okay? So I hope all that has given you some good ideas about how to get through life and how to enjoy life more and stay out of the fear. Okay? Fear is it's the basis for anger and disease and, you know, a lot of other things. So the more that you can stay out of fear, the healthier you're going to be. and the better your life is going to go. And don't listen to other people that are around you telling you you're not dealing with reality. They're the ones that aren't dealing with reality. Because when you start practicing things this way and using the quantum physics to create as we were meant to do, then your life will not be like other people's. You will not have all the upsets and the trials and tribulations that they have. So, anyway, if you have any questions about that, drop me a line. You can get to my page here on BBS and reach me through that way. And I'll be happy to give you what advice I can to help you with all this cleansing and protection stuff. And, you know, delve into the Flying Star Feng Shui. It's the only one I found that really works. You know, I was trained in traditional Feng Shui. It doesn't work. Maybe it works for the Asians. It doesn't work for me. But Flying Star Feng Shui, oh yeah. Oh baby, that works. It works quick. So I would suggest that you look into that. It'll help you a lot. Okay. So thank you for listening. As always, I enjoy very much your comments, and at least I was able to get through on the fast chat a little bit today. So that's a good thing. And I've got some interesting people coming up to interview. I've had a lot of stuff going on with clinic and house and all that kind of stuff, so I really haven't had the time to read everybody's books. But I have a book coming that's going to be quite interesting. That's a different way of manifesting. And I think that you guys are really going to enjoy that. So I'll get to that as soon as I can, because I think we all kind of need it now. And take care of yourselves, okay? Be gentle with yourselves. And allow yourself the time and the space that you need to keep calm and peace in your life. Because, you know, otherwise you get too stressed out, and that can hurt you. You know what they say, stress kills. So try to de-stress yourself as much as you can. Okay, as always, our show has been brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com and alternativecancer.us. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.